Hi there, Harley.
Hi there, Chris.
Now, U.S. troops starting to pull back from the Mexican border now.
Yeah, they're pulling back about 2,200 of the active duty troops that the president sent down there in advance of this caravan that's been on the way. Much of the caravan sort of broken apart, and many of those who were in it have taken up residence in Tijuana. They can't get into the U.S. right now, partly because of all those troops, partly because of all the razor wire that's been strung along the border, and of course, the Border Patrol's there in force. There's also 2,300 members of the National Guard who will stay, and about 3,000 active duty troops in Texas, Arizona, and California who also will be staying for a while just to make sure that things stay calm down there on the border.
All right. We hope that it does stay that way, because I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't flare up in the short time or medium term anyway. A mysterious paralyzing illness on the increase?
Yeah, we've been talking about this on and off. We don't know what causes it. Mostly kids, they can lose the ability to move their neck, their back, their arms, their legs, even their face. The symptoms occur about a week after the children have a fever and a respiratory illness. It could be connected to a virus that they know about. On the other hand, many of the times when they check an active case of the paralysis, they don't find the virus. So the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, is really scratching its head. They don't know what is causing this, and it happens in 2 year cycles. Whatever it is, and this isn't happening in the same people every 2 years, we seem to get a surge of it every 2 years. We don't know why. This country has been hit the hardest of many countries around the world that have had cases of this. Don't know where it came from, don't know where it originates, don't know why it's happening, but it is, and it's not getting better, it's getting slowly worse. We have dozens of cases right now, which of course is not an epidemic. The average person doesn't know anything about it, but it's very unusual, very puzzling,
and still frightening.
It is, because and most of the kids get treatment and recover, but it's possible, and some have not.
Another spacecraft departs the solar system, Voyager 2.
Yeah, this is Voyager 2. Voyager 1 and 2 were both sent out into space at about 1977. So for 41 years, they've been traveling at about 40,000 miles an hour. That's pretty fast. But that's a long time to be traveling that fast, you know, 30 to 40,000 miles an hour. It's just now exiting the solar system. Of course, it's made some trips around a couple of planets and things like that, done some work. They can still talk to it. They expect Voyager 2 will be alive and sending messages back over the next 7 years. But here's the thing. Where it's going now, only one craft has gone before, and that's Voyager 1. And this is beyond what they call the bubble that the sun creates for itself. So in about, I forget how many, thousands of years, it'll be getting near the next star system. And NASA actually says what reality is, the star will be getting closer to it because the star is actually moving faster than Voyager is.
I'm fascinated by that stuff, and I know you are as well. It's Star Trek-y stuff. Thank you, Harley.
All right, thanks. I'll see you.